can't even holler. What is going on with my raspy voice? Anyway, hello and welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so excited to be here with you guys, as always, every Wednesday right here on bbsradio.com. All right, at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys make it so much fun. I look forward to it every single time, you guys, every week. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what's going on, no matter how I feel. Every time I come on with you guys, I just, whew, it just makes me feel so good. All the troubles melt away. You know, life happens. We're going to be talking about that in ministerial moment. But right now, we got to get into the show. We got so many people joining us today. I can't even name them all. Just stay tuned and be with us today and stay connected so you can hear all the great stuff. We are going to be talking about the Breathe Conference. We got Barry Niler. He's coming in for Gina G. And she's on a cruise, you guys, doing her doggone thing, doing that comedian thing, making everybody laugh, blessing the people. And she's going to be gone for a couple of weeks, but she shall return. And she did say hello. So I just want you all to know, go follow her and go and check out what she's got going on, because you can find out by just following her on Instagram at Gina G Too Funny. And you can see what all she's doing and all the silly shenanigans going on the ship with her and the good people of that ship. But she's making everybody laugh, and that's what it's all about. All right, you guys, we just got so many things going on. I can't even name them all. We got Ryan Lestrange coming on talking about his brand new book, and you're going to want to tune in for that. Oh, my goodness, we got so much stuff. So anyway, let's go ahead and get into the weather and get this show started. Let's go. Okay, so now today in DC, it's 64 degrees right now, and it is raining. Actually, this is our high today. Our temperatures are going down. They're going down. We'll be waking up in the morning to 47 degrees. Get that that coat out, you guys, because now it's coming. I see we got rain in Detroit, rain in Richmond. Right now in Detroit, it is 48 degrees, and of course, you got rain. You got winds picking up the rest of the day. Cloudy, 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 cloudy. You're going to be waking up to 37 degrees. Woo-wee. I love you, Detroit. I love you, but I don't miss the weather. I'm sorry. It is just so cold, for God's sakes. Okay, in Richmond, it is 59 degrees. You got rain, Richmond, of course. Why? Because you're 2 hours away from D.C., so of course, your high is going to be 63 degrees. Dallas, Texas, you are 59 degrees. You got sunshine, partly sunshine, but still sunshine nevertheless, and it's going to be 70 degrees is going to be your high. London, you are 60 degrees right now. You're going to wake up to 51 degrees. You got showers coming, so be prepared for that. Los Angeles, you are 64 degrees. I love me some LA. Oh my God, I love you guys so much. I can't wait to come. I'm coming there. I got to go to Laguna Beach. It's so much stuff for me to see. I just got to see it all. So anyway, 64 degrees, and your high is going to be 87 degrees. Always got that perfect weather. 67 degrees in ATL. Hey, Atlanta, 69 degrees is going to be your high. You're waking up to 44 degrees. Yep. In Atlanta, Georgia. Fayetteville, you got showers. Miami, you got showers. Charlotte, you got showers. Charlotte, you're 59 degrees right now. Australia, you're 56 degrees, and you're going to wake up to 49, but your high tomorrow is going to be 75 degrees. Hawaii, you're 58 degrees. You got showers coming. 54, you're going to wake up to. Your high right now is at 58, waking up to 54, but you got showers. Puerto Rico, 79 degrees, and you got thunderstorms coming this afternoon. Your high is going to be at it where it is now, 79 degrees. You're waking up to 68 degrees. You got thunderstorms coming all week long, so be prepared for that. All right, let's get right on into minister. First, let me say this. Well, no matter what's going on in your neck of the woods, if I did not mention your city, state, continent, nation, whatever it is, just know that God is still in control, and he rules and reigns over it all. He has the final say. So just know that no matter what's going on around you, what's going on in you, God still is in control. Okay, let's go to ministerial moment. We'll be right back after our sponsor. Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right, you guys, you know I've been reading out of the Keys Against the Enemy. This book has blessed so many people. It's a daily devotional. I'm just really, really, really thankful that God placed it on my heart and let me release this out for everyone. It's a daily devotional for 90 days, and I've been told by people that they couldn't even put it down. They didn't even read it day by day. They just kept reading all the way through because it's really, really talking about being a single parent, marriage, our political arena, just so many different personal stuff. It's something in here for everybody. And it's really just what was on the heart of God. And I'm just so thankful that to have been able to release it. But I've been reading little chapters of it, well, days out of it every Wednesday. So I really want to share this day 30 with you. All or nothing. All or nothing. God says he wants all. He wants all of your heart, body, and soul. He wants you to have more of a desire for him and nothing else. He wants your love and your thoughts. Are you willing to give him his desires? Are you willing to give him his desires? We always want to know about him giving us our desire, but are we ready and willing to give him his? Before you think of asking him for another thing, as if he hasn't been good enough to us already, ask yourself, what am I willing to give up? Even if you feel you have nothing else to give and you are on the brink of giving up, please just hold on and ask God to help you because you really do want to give him your all. He will do it for you. He just wants you to want what he wants. He wants your covenant with him to be two-way, not one-way. And you can go and reference Deuteronomy 6:5 and Matthew 6:33. You know, I've always been faced with asking myself this question. You know, I how do I give it all up? You know, some people might say, how do I give it all up? Like, I don't even know how do I do that. You know, how do I do that? Give it all up. I don't even know how to do that. Well, all I would know is the more you give him your time, the more you focus on him, the more you talk to him. I mean, he wants us to minister to him too. Like, you know, worshiping him and loving him and singing to him and dancing before him. The more we do that, the more we become of more like him and less of ourselves. And that's how we give up our desires. Because we're putting him before ourselves, then everything that he wants manifest. I really think about David. I know that he was so messed up and, you know, God blessed him so many times and blessed him and gave him so much, but he really gave God time. He really spent time with him. He really, you know, talked to him. He danced before him, even though he was jacked up like we all are. He still did that. And he was the man after God's own heart because he really wanted to be more like him. And I think about from David to Paul, you know, Paul wanted to be more like Christ too. He said, I don't even like the way I am. I do things that I don't want to do. And the things I want to do, I don't do them. Who's going to deliver me? I mean, he was crying out. He even asked for the thorn to be removed. And God said, my grace is sufficient for thee. You know, it's got to be a place where, even though we don't know how, so what? So what? We don't know how. We don't know a lot of things that we think we know. But one thing I do know that we should know is that we didn't create ourselves. There is a creator, our Father. You know, he gave up his only begotten son so we can fellowship with him. It's the blood that keeps us connected. It's blood of Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit that gives us the unction and teaches us things and ministers to us and corrects us and things like that. So there's so many things that he's given to us to keep us intact. All we got to do is just surrender to that and let him do the rest. The more we give of ourselves, the more we become like him. The more we give, the more we get. The more we give, the more we see, the more we say, the more we feel, the more we're healed, the more we're delivered, the more things that we get to do. There's so many things I can tell you that God has allowed me to see and do that in my darkest hour, I would never have dreamt. I mean, in my darkest hour was like years. Okay, not literally an hour. My darkest hour was years, like half of my life. And I never would have thought that he could, I mean, when the Bible says whatever a man can do in 1,000 years, God can do it in a blink of an eye. I mean, I am a serious witness to that. And I would have hung my own self. I would have got rid of myself a long time ago. I didn't think that I was worthy of anything. I still am in awe, and I still have to fight those thoughts still because it was such a way of life for me. Girl, you ain't worthy of that. Who are you? Don't nobody know you. What are you doing? You know, we're gonna sit down somewhere. Like, you know, but then he keeps presenting opportunities before me, and I am nowhere near perfect. But I so feel bad like David when I fall short. I so wish that I can take it out myself like Paul. I be wanting to do surgery myself. I be trying to figure it out. And, you know, why is this happening? What is going on? Why do I think like this? Why do I keep falling the same trap? Why, you know, I keep learning, but I keep making the same mistake. And it looks different. You know, maybe that's the delusion. I don't know. But I know that I'm talking to somebody. You can relate to me right now. I'm telling you, every single time I get a, every time I get like David, I am repenting. I am asking for forgiveness. I am, you know, saying, do something, you know, Father. And then I realize that not that he wants me to go through something, but I know that it's something that I'm going through to help somebody. So even if it's just to testify about this, and I haven't gone into any depths, maybe I will next week if he leads me. Maybe you should buy the book Born into Sin, Transformed into Destiny, and see all that I'm talking about. Because for real, that and who I am today is like night and day, like literally two different people, but still there's some still mixture going on. Like David was, you know, sheep herder, then he became a king, but he still had stuff going on even as a king, even as a worshiper of God, even as a lover of God, even all of that, he still has stuff. So that's the thing that God still wants us to know, that he's still working on us, and he that has begun a good work and is gonna finish what he started. All right, this has been Ministerial Moment. I hope this blessed you guys. I hope it did. I love you so much. We're going to go right on into, after the commercial, we're going to be talking about the Breathe Conference. I can't wait to talk about it because we got Jessica and Sandra joining us. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born into Sin, Transformed into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born into Sin, Transformed into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hey, thank you for listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat with me and my girl, Dr. Gina R. Prince. Two Ginas, watch out, world.
I'm walking in my favor. Gonna happen sooner or later. I'm walking. Listen, y'all, this is Lucinda Moore, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I am walking in my favor.
Yes, girl. All right, we got Jessica Mosley, and we got Miss Cleveland going on. Hi, y'all. They're part of the Breathe Conference that is going to be hosted actually hosted. This is the second one by Giovanna, and I am so excited about it. I'm a participant as well. Giovanna Burgess Gethers is the presenting the Breathe Conference, and this women's conference is going to be off the chain. It's going to be so good. November the 8th through the 10th. You guys need to be there. I'm so excited. So Jessica Mosley, let's start with you. How are you?
I'm amazing. Hi, Dr. Gina. How are you?
Girl, I am fantastic. Please tell everybody, you know, who you are, what do you do, what are you bringing, what portion has God gifted you, girl, to bring to this conference?
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, first giving honor to God, I have been so blessed so much by your show thus far. And also, thank you so much for opening up this platform. My name is Jessica Mosley, and I am the steward owner of the Miss CEO Entrepreneurial Media Brand. We specialize in all things media, whether it is publishing books or magazines, whether it's PR. My clients have been featured on some of the most major platforms like Steve Harvey, Good Morning America, Sister Circle, ABC, Fox, Sheen, the list goes on, and of course, Miss CEO. We have a school. I'm fully accredited if you want to become a certified life or business coach. And of course, we have the Now Magazine of the Year Award magazine, the Miss CEO Entrepreneurial Magazine, for the fierce, fabulous, and phenomenal entrepreneurial woman. So I am bringing that piece about media, because of course I have my own radio network and things like that, but I'm bringing that piece of media there, as well as sisterhood, because one thing that I believe in is the power of collaboration and sisterhood over competition. So that is what I'm going to be bringing to the Breathe Conference.
I love it. So when I love everything that you're doing, I think it's phenomenal. I think it's just so right now, and it's just amazing. And I know people are blessed and seeing their brands and their talents just go beyond just any measure. And it just sounds like, you know, God has just truly anointed it to do that. You know what I mean? And that's when it's so special, when it's not us, but it's really him. And you just walking through the favor that he places upon whatever he's had your hands upon. I think it's so awesome. And I do agree with sisterhood. I think it's so important. We're lacking that. And I want to get more into that when we get Miss Cleveland on here, because I don't want to leave her out of that part. But I want to finish up with you of what your expectations is of the Breathe Conference overall. What are you looking for to be or to feel or to experience when you walk in and when you leave out?
Well, that's to myself or Miss Cleveland. I'm sorry, I didn't want to interrupt. Is that to me?
No, that's for you, Jessica.
Okay. Well, when I walk into the Breathe Conference, of course, I believe that my steps are ordered. So I know God has something for me there, somebody, someone's for me there to connect with. I just believe that 2019 is a year of destiny doors, okay, and destiny collaboration and connections. So when I come to the Breathe Conference, I'm coming to exhale and inhale, because I need some new breath put into me as well. So I am coming to definitely breathe.
Hey, I love it. I love it. All right, let me bring on my other sister. How are you?
I am doing great this morning. Happy Wednesday.
Absolutely. And let me just say this. I haven't met neither one of these young ladies. We're all coming together because of this conference and because of Giovanna bringing us all together, panelists and key speakers and all of that. We're coming together from all over to represent this vision that God has given her. So it's very exciting to be a part of it. I want, you know, and the reason why I'm stumbling a little bit is because I'm seeing where my producer spelled your name S-A-N-D-R-A, but I know you spell it C-H-A. Is it pronounced the same? Because I didn't want to mess it up.
No, it is not.
Okay.
It's
thank
Sandra,
you.
Like Charlie Chan.
Please say it for the listeners and for me, because I don't want to mess it up.
Chan Chandra. Chandra Cleveland.
Chandra. That's what I thought, but Chandra. I didn't want to. Because, you know, we get fancy with our names, girl. I didn't know if it was like a French way of spelling it or whatever. So,
nah.
Chandra. I love it. It's so unique, just like you. So, let's go. Chandra Cleveland, tell us about you and what the gift is that God has given you to bring to this wonderful, amazing conference.
Well, first of all, God has led me and my mission to recover, rescue, and educate women around the world. I have been in law enforcement for 33 years. Mm. I have my own private investigation and bodyguard service now for 16 years.
Oh, wow.
I'm an international sex trafficking ambassador and also a woman advocate for women to take care and protect themselves against crime. I teach self-defense classes, not your mother's self-defense classes, but self-defense classes that you can really know how to protect yourself from different harms and things that are out there in the world. And I educate women on the law and the process of the law, because so many times we see, especially African-American women, not represented right in a court of law. And I want that to stop. And with education of knowing, when you know better, you do better. And when you know that resources are available, you reach out to those resources before you're put into a situation where your case is closed because of you having a lack of knowledge.
I love that. And you know what? It's so funny because I was just it's not funny, but just a coincidence how you're on the show today, because I just heard on the radio that they were decriminalizing prostitution here in D.C., the
exactly.
first place to do it. Did you know? I know you know about that.
Oh, my gosh. How do I know about that? This is a sad day in history, and I don't understand why it was made. And, you know, a lot of these laws and everything that happened is made by a white male, an older white male who's used to doing things and getting things their way, that gets these things done about women reproduction and so many other things, but especially crimes against women. Here in South Carolina, we had a crime on the books for years, and I think it may still be there, that on a Sunday you can take your wife to the state house and beat her. So it's just like so many different things that are occurring that women, how should I say it, are not knowledgeable of laws that are coming out. And we have to do better with that. That's one of the main advocacies that I'm pushing out, is to know what's coming up against you. These abortion laws may not be affecting you, or this prostitution law may not be something that is going to affect you, but it will affect you in the long run. If you have nieces, daughters, sisters, neighbors, some young person that you care about, it's going to touch them. I mean, in my whole career, of course, I don't have children, but one of the main things that I concentrate on is that they know what's right from wrong, from reality TV to reality of life. And I just feel like that what New York has done has been a total injustice, and we sat back and let it happen. I have had several conversations before this law was actually passed, because they've been contemplating on it for the past 6 years, and we had different women things, but women were not talking about things that, like this law and other laws that come forth, that we really need to be involved in.
This is the thing, you know, in D.C., they're really, 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 they're really slick with stuff like this, because we don't even be knowing that they're having votes and all of this stuff, passing laws, until after the law is passed. They literally do not allow the public, you know, like you have to really stay connected. That's why it's so important for us to study and research and call and write letters and all of that stuff. We have to get hands on, because this is the second major law that I can remember that just out of nowhere that they've passed without us knowing.
Right.
I didn't know that they was passing same sex marriages laws. We didn't know nothing about that. They just passed the law. And then nobody know. So when I heard it on the radio, I wasn't surprised.
Well, there are ways that we can know. I mean, lobbyists are there all the time, and all we have to do is to find out which one is representing women's rights, and we just email them, and they email out this information to
all
women groups all the time. So it's it's a very easy process, but when you don't know, you don't know.
So and that's why I'm glad that you're on here, because people, I'm glad that you're on a conference, and I'm also glad that you are talking about this today, of such a very important day, to not only in D.C., mm-hmm. but any one of the states in the nation, anywhere, you have to, the lobbyists, that's what they're there for. They will send out email blasts mm-hmm. and things like that. They don't know that. People just don't know how to do this. And I'm just so glad that you're letting us know. It is a sad day. I was really disappointed because I was thinking to myself, all of these people that you passing this law and you don't really understand that some of these women do not even want to do this sex trade. They don't want to do this. Some of them are being forced. And, right. you know, it's like, you know, what do you do? Like, what do you do about them? But anyway, yeah, so it is pretty sad. And I want you to please keep us posted. I know that I would love to have you on, and I would like to know more about that, particularly mm-hmm. because I it's just been coming to me a lot. And I think somebody prophesied about it a couple of years ago that I would get involved somehow in against the sex trafficking trade and all of that. And I have a very strong passion against women because I know what it's like. And I know that you don't have to right. live like that. I know that there's a better end because I've been mm-hmm. there. So, I mean, rather mm-hmm. it's stripping, prostitution, call girling, whatever, you know, for your bills.
Right,
I mean,
right,
whatever.
Right.
From the streetwalker to yeah. the, I mean, all of it, from the streetwalker yeah. to the one on the computer, the internet. I mean, mm-hmm. You can have a better way. And I know it seems scary. So anybody that's listening right now, know and have some kind of belief that it's not just somebody just talking. You know, there's a lot of people that have a passion and want your life to be changed, but it's also people that's getting involved that actually have walked in your shoes. Maybe not your shoes,
right.
but they went to the same
right.
store and bought the same kind of shoe. So they know,
right.
they know
right.
they pay the
exactly.
same price and they buying the uh-huh. same shoe uh-huh. and they uh-huh. walking. They uh-huh. might be on a different street, but they also walking uh-huh. the same route, journey. So I want you to hear this if you can hear it. And I mean, because it saddens me. I go over to the place that's near here and I talk to them. I've tried to talk to a couple of prostitutes that's in D.C. And, you know, of course, the pimps are around. They can't really talk. You know what I mean?
Right,
they can't
right.
really talk to uh-huh. you. And I saw one girl that was beat up and I was like, God, do you need any help? And she just couldn't even say anything. I just,
right.
I, you know, because I couldn't do nothing. Because then, you know, you don't want to do too much because you don't want to be in danger yourself. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly,
I let the police know.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I don't want anybody to be like no superhero now, because these pimps, this is their money. It's like drugs. You know what I'm saying? If you know
oh, yeah.
the drug
oh, yeah.
game, these women are like a key to them. You know, so you don't want to like take you. They think you're messing with their money, so they don't play that. So I talked to a couple of police officers and let them know. But yeah, I am very passionate about it. And I'm just so glad to have you on. But again, I we could talk about this all day, but I got to have you back on, you and Jessica. But we got to go back to the Breathe Conference. It's just that this was a coincidence. This subject right here is very, it just the law just passed today. So
yeah.
I want to go into what you're expecting for the Breathe Conference that Giovanni Gether is presenting to us in Greensville, South Carolina. What are you expecting to feel, experience, and witness?
Well, I'm coming to actually get life and breathe life into women with the knowledge that I have that I feel that's not being pushed enough, and that is ways to protect themselves against different laws that are out there and possibly the ones that are coming out there, and to build more community workers who want to also do the same thing. And we can't just keep doing it just with ourselves of that knowledge, but give them knowledge so that they can breathe life back into their communities. I'm going to be doing a TV show next fall on Discovery ID, but right now I'm going to start like a social media show to give that information out there and to have women brought to have life brought to them on the subject matter and the knowledge that's out there about incidents that affect them in
Amen.
Everyday life.
All right. This is so good. Well, you know what? This is what's so cool about us coming together. We know that women and don't really support I mean, typically women have issues about, you know, supporting one another, fear of, you know, somebody getting ahead and whatnot. I'm so glad that we're going to come together and support one another. I mean, I think that just like the body of Christ, my finger can't go without your wrist, and the wrist can't go without Jessica's elbow and the forearm and all of that stuff. That's all got it. To click on together. So I really am thankful that, you know, we're all in agreement about breathing and also releasing a breath into our sisters and being there to support. I'm so excited to meet you guys face to face. I loved having you on, Jessica. It was so cool to have you on. And Chandra, see, I'm messing it up. I'm so sorry.
No, it's, you did it right.
I said it right. Okay, Chandra. Oh, God, help me. Yes, I'm so excited to meet you girls face to face. And I can call you that because we're sisters. You know what I'm saying? And I can feel that.
Right.
That I can feel that connection with you guys. But this convention, this conference is Saturday, November the 9th. And it's there's a meet and a greet on the 8th. So that's why I said it's Saturday through Sunday. You need to go on. It's from, I know the main event is Saturday, November the 9th, which is the 2019 this year. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., but you want to go on and register on Eventbrite and go to, the breatheconference.com, and it's in Greensville, South Carolina at the Convention Center. So you definitely want to go and check that out. Again, register on Eventbrite, go on the breatheconference.com, and go ahead and follow these ladies. They're going to give you their social media information, but you definitely want to go on Giovanna Burgess Gethers. She's the one that's presenting the Breathe Conference. I'm so excited. Jessica, tell everybody where they can follow you.
You can follow me on Instagram at I Am Miss CEO, and that's IAMMIZ as in zebra, CEO.
You are so cute. I love your energy. It's so cute. It's so cute. I love it. I can see why you're doing everything you're doing. It's so amazing. And this is Jessica Mosley. You got to go and follow her. Okay, Chandra, tell everybody Cleveland how everybody can follow you.
You can follow me on Facebook at Investigator Chandra Cleveland. Also on Instagram and Twitter, it is C Cleveland Speak. And on my website at It's On Me Too, I have some information there that you can get of what I do and the topics that I speak on.
I love this. You know what? Just the two of you right now and just even going to the Breathe Conference, I'm just believing God to send somebody in that may be struggling with some kind of sex industry situation, getting some revelation, some impartation, and some restoration from the sound of Chandra's voice. And then Jessica, oh my God, following it up with some hope, with some, I got the Holy Spirit coming on me with this one, some hope and some pulling out gifts. And that she will be there to like direct and guide and be able to give maybe an opportunity for an author or someone that wants to do whatever their heart's desire, whatever their gifts is within her range. I'm believing that you guys are going to do like a tag team effect. It's going to go down. Somebody's life going to be changed at the free conference.
Yes.
Their lives are going to be changed. Come on, Jesus. Make it happen.
Yes,
I believe that. I can feel it. I can feel the anointing on that. And this is so special. I'm so glad. I cannot wait till Giovanna comes on. She's going to be here November the 6th, and we're going to talk all about her vision and all of that. But I can already see it, unfolding right now with you girls on here and us talking about it and everything. I love you guys. I cannot wait to give you hugs. I can't wait
love
to be a blessing
Jessica.
To
can't
you, Jessica
you.
And Chandra. I love y'all.
Love you too.
Love you too, girl. I love you too. And I love the God in you too, Dr. Gina. Really, really, really.
Yes,
do.
Indeed.
Yes. Thank you so much, ladies. All right. Well, listen, I look forward to seeing you. And listen, we're going to take pictures and hugs and all of that stuff.
Yes.
Absolutely. We're going to prophesy over each other. We're going to speak life into each other. I mean, whatever it is, I just feel like we need to this is it. We need to like give it up, y'all. Just be there for each other. Let God have his way. I want to go and never be the same again. I mean, whatever I'm doing now is nothing compared to what I'm expecting to walk out of into. You see what I'm saying? I'm looking for a whole nother rim or something.
To receive. Yes, you have to go expecting to receive.
Yes, indeed. Go and register at Eventbrite, you guys. Go and register thebreatheconference.com. Go and check it out. All right, ladies, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we got Ryan joining us, Ryan Lestrain. We're going to be talking about his brand new book, My Family from Charisma Publishing Company. I can't wait. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hi, this is Tony Grant from Tyler Perry's hit sitcom, Love Thy Neighbor, and now the touring play, Pride and Joy. You're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
You want to try it again?
I can if you want.
Okay, now.
Hi, what's up? This is Tony Grant from Tyler Perry's hit sitcom, Love Thy Neighbor, and now the touring production of Pride and Joy, the Marvin Gaye story. You are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, Ryan, how are you, Lestrain? Please tell us about your book.
Yes, I am so excited to share my book with your audience. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. What's the name of the book?
Now, my book, it's the Jochebed Anointing, which is a very unusual name. This is the story of Moses' mother, but more than that, it's 15 mysteries of your destiny. As I've studied her life as a prophetic woman, I began to see these mysteries of destiny that I believe apply to each one of us.
Well, you know what? I'm so glad that I had you to say it, because I would have said it all wrong. The Jochebed anointing. Please tell people. Because people have never heard of Jochebed. Well, I'm not going to say people have never heard of it, but it's not a familiar word that we say. Tell us what the root word is and what is it? What does Jochebed mean?
Yes. So I'm glad you asked. So actually, and this was a prophetic message that I preached. I had never preached on this. I was walking into a service. The Lord said, I want you to preach on Moses' mother. Now, some people say Jochebed because her name starts with a J. I personally believe the Hebrew pronunciation would be Jochebed, but that's debatable. But her name literally means this, honor of God or God is glory. And so really what I believe the Jochebed anointing is, it's an honor of the glory, and from the glory, there's deliverance, there's birth. Moses was a great deliverer, but there had to be a Jochebed before deliverance would be birth for a nation and a people. And I believe there are prophetic people that, as they honor God, they honor God's plan, God's ways, God's assignment. They will literally engage the glory realm that brings deliverance in an epic proportion. And I really believe in this hour, God is raising up a whole generation of people to carry this anointing.
I love it. And I'm in agreement with you. I'm seeing something definitely different. I see it. It's unorthodox. It's very genuine, and it's not the norm. And I just feel like God is getting this gospel spread, and people are really, really feeling more comfortable with hearing his voice. It's like, it's almost like he's raising people up that has not been contaminated by issues of the church and things like that. You know what I'm saying? And they're like coming in with like this fresh, we always say, you know, fresh anointing, but it's the anointing. It's God's anointing. It's his will. And they're, and it's like people are willing to just express what his thoughts are. I love this. Ryan, you don't even look old enough to have been studying this for a long, long, long time. But
Well, thank you. You're my new best friend already.
I mean, I'm like, this guy, what is he talking about? But he don't even look like what? I don't even know. 30 something maybe. But listen, I really I love this. Tell us more about, like, what do you want the people to take away from that maybe have never heard of Jochebed, but not even that, but just prophetic and things like that, or the word anointing? What do you want them to take away from this book?
Well, I want them to understand what you said a moment ago. God uses very seemingly ordinary people to do extraordinary things. And the mystery of this woman's life is that she wasn't a person that was great by any means. You know, she didn't come from a prestigious family. She didn't have any kind of royal lineage. However, God used her to produce a seed that was going to change a nation. And I believe there's such a prophetic parallel with this, because oftentimes when God visits us with greatness, we feel overwhelmed. We feel like, God, I can't do it. I'm not able. I'm not qualified. And one of the first things that I realized about Jochebed is the mystery of honor. I began to look at the mystery of honor, that she honored God. She had this child at a time when the devil was killing all the firstborn or all the male Hebrew children. And she had to hide this child. And I began to really think about it. If this child cried, if this child was unruly, if anything happened, her whole family could be killed. But she knew the plan of God and said, you know what, God, I don't have much, but I've got a child that you've got your hand on, and I'm going to protect this child. Then she had to take this child to a river, and this is interesting. I write about this in the book, but the river was known for a couple things. Number one, there was dangerous creatures in the river, so I can't imagine putting your baby in that river. But number two, this was a river of great idol worship, and people would go down and do ceremonial baths in this river and crazy kind of things. And God spoke to me. He said, Ryan, I'm going to raise people up that are game-changer people in a wicked generation, in a wicked environment. I'm going to put them in unusual places, and they're going to do unusual things, but it begins with honoring me. And so I believe, as you said, God's going to raise up people. We've never heard of them. We don't know of them. This is some of your listeners right now. But the critical thing is honor. So I really wanted to write in here about these 15 mysteries of destiny, things I've learned personally and things I drew from here. But it begins with honor. You honor what God said about you, what he's telling you to do, no matter how crazy it sounds or it seems.
I love it. Can you take a moment before you get into your social media connection? We got a few minutes before we go into our next segment. Can you please just, you know, whatever you feel like God has laid on your heart to speak to the listeners? We got over 1 million listeners worldwide, and people are thirsty and hungry. I feel like we like little birds waiting for the, you know, mama bird to feed us all. Like, we just, it's just been such a squeeze for so many people going through their destiny, you know, through their destiny and the process of their destiny. Is there anything that God has placed on your heart? I mean, even for me, I'm like, has God said anything or given anything to his people that maybe you can release?
Absolutely. Well, okay, I'll do twofold quickly because of time. Number one, I want to tell people we're in the fourth quarter of this year, and we're in a time that God is bringing us into a place of greater obedience. And part of the sacrifice of this season is that there's some cutting that's taking place in our lives. There's some uncomfortable shedding of excess weight, excess baggage, and we've got to be able to go through these situations and not become bitter. One of the best teachers in your life is pain. When a child puts their hands on something hot, they learn, don't touch it again. Many of us are going through painful experiences. Jochebed's journey had a lot of pain, but pain brings you through process. Process brings you into glory if you keep your heart right. So as you're in this final quarter of the year, you need to pray wild, crazy, audacious prayers. Lord, here am I, send me. But understand this, God knocked Saul down. He said, your mode of transportation cannot carry you into the next season. Saul was blinded until he got his sight back. He said, your vision has to change. So many of your listeners are in a time of refining, and the refining is an answer to your prayer. It may feel like it's the devil, but it's not the devil. This is why you have to really be discerning. And for you, Dr. Gina, I want to say that I hear the Lord say you've been faithful with the measure and the level you've been at, but God said, I'm going to begin to give you unusual concepts and ideas and even connections. And God said, I'm going to begin to give you ideas to take media to the next level. And the Lord said, I'm going to bring even next level people into your life. And the Lord said, some are going to look at you and say, that's crazy. Why would you want to shift gears here? Why would you want to do this? Why would you want to produce that? But the Lord said, I put desires in you to reach people creatively in formats you've never even done before. And God said, I've raised you up to be a game changer voice in this hour. And the Lord said there's been a shedding of some people that they were able to go with you into the last level of glory, but they're not going in with you into the next level of glory. And the Lord said you've mourned for them because you've had such a deep and passionate love. But God said, I'm going to surround you by innovators and creators because I put a heavy mantle on your life of innovation and creativity. That's part of the prophetic mantle on your life. And God said, I'm giving you influence and favor with prophetic innovators. The Lord said prophetic innovators are going to be drawn to you because everything is evolving and changing right now. We can't move into this next season with the same mode of transportation. So we may feel knocked down. We may feel like we're stumbling in the dark, but God's going to open our eyes and give us fresh vision as we come into our 2020 season.
Woo! You're going to make me cry. Thank you, Father. I got to give him all the glory, but thank you for being so obedient, and thank you for doing that. I can't even tell you. Thank you so much. God is so amazing, and I don't even know him, y'all. This is my first time meeting, but I just felt so connected to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just some people you just meet, and you don't even have to see them in person, but it's just a God thing. It's just such a God thing, and I'm so glad I'm so glad that he gave me the strength and the boldness to even ask you. I normally don't even do that. Like, I normally don't even do that. This was something I just felt very led to do. Like, God had something for everyone and for me through you. And I'm just so thankful for your obedience. Please tell everybody how they can follow you on social media, where they can purchase the book and everything.
Absolutely. And I want to thank you for the opportunity. Thank your listeners for the time. You can find me on social media. I'm really on all platforms. I've got a big Facebook page. If you just look up my name, Ryan Lestrange, Lestrange, on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on YouTube. I've got a website called LestrangeGlobal.com with a ton of resources there. My book, The Jacobed Anointing, it's basically sold everywhere books are sold. So you can get it at Amazon. You can get it in your local Christian bookstore. It will really encourage you. I share a lot of my own personal story as well as the story of Jacobed, and I just believe it will kind of kickstart you into your destiny. So go follow me. Follow Dr. Gina. Let's keep preaching the gospel. Let's keep reaching people because the world needs us. Thank you so much, Dr. Gina.
I'm reading mine. I got my copy and I'm excited and I want to meet you and you can come on anytime. You got something going on. I want to come to your ministry. He's got ministries. He's an overseer over, he governs churches. He's apostolic, prophetic. He's a revolutionary. He is everything. God has just blessed him, you guys. So go and follow him. And I look forward to meeting you so bad, Ryan, you and your wife, and you got a son, Joshua. I mean, we could go on. You got to come back. All right. We got to get you back on. Okay. All right. All right. Thank you, Ryan.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh my God. How do you transition from that? I got to get Doug, make sure you send me a clip of that. I need that portion. All right. We got Barry joining us. My comedian friend. He's filling in for Gina G and he's got the trending tea. What's going on, Barry?
Nothing much. What's going on? I got a word today. I done heard some empowerment.
Come on now.
Good.
Come on. Because
okay.
I know you was raised in that. You already know what it is.
Oh, yeah. Definitely deep within it. It's raised all up in it.
So tell everybody, introduce yourself to everyone and tell everybody why you're here.
Yes, I am Barry S. Naylor. Part of one third of the Fake Famous comedy group with my sister Gina G in her absence. I'm filling in for. I'm feeling like the guest preacher on the third Sunday today. Filling in for her. Let the church say amen. They just said amen while they was home.
Amen.
So I'm filling in for Gina. Yeah, you can check us out, Fake Famous Comedy or whatnot. So, yeah, I'm just here to give the trending topics of what's going on today.
What's going on, Gary?
Kiki Wyatt, the singer from, you know, the one we used to groove to back in the day, her and Avant. She is pregnant with her 10th child.
Jeez, I didn't think we had wombs that carried that many children anymore. You know, that's like back in the day when my father was, when he was born, they had 13 and 10 and 9 and 11 kids. I ain't heard, some people even had 17, Barry. I ain't never heard anybody having 10 kids now. What you think about
that? They stopped making those. They ain't made wombs like that since the 30s. So I'm not sure where she got this. This vintage womb from. I'm scared of that. Any woman walk around with 10 kids? Mm-mm. She clearly is walking around with thunder down under, if you know what I'm saying. I do not want anybody. Goodness.
She is built for tribe bearing. That's what that is. She is doing tribe bearing. Oh, well, congratulations to Kiki Y. She's a friend of the show. She's been on here a couple of times, and we love her. Okay. I don't even know how old her oldest child is, because it seems like she's having them pretty, you know, like, you know, shortly after the other. I don't even know if she even has any children in their teens yet. I'm not certain. I have to investigate that. But what else is going on?
Kanye West is trying to be black again. Just had Sunday service at Howard University homecoming. I was like, okay, all right, Kanye.
I missed it.
Slavery Was a Choice is now performing at HBCUs, giving his rendition of gospel songs. Yeah, I was like, okay, Kanye. Trying to come back.
Yeah, I missed it. I didn't hear about it till it was over. I didn't get to go. Yeah. I would have just liked to have seen how, you know, been a witness and, you know, seen it all and everything. But yeah, I guess he is trying to get his black card back again. You know what I mean?
No, I'm good. Wouldn't attend that service. I scrolled, saw it on Twitter, kept scrolling. Didn't want to see it. Not a fan.
What else?
Not a fan. What else? The Democratic debates was up the other night. The Democratic debates.
Okay.
I do believe, yeah. Also, Ellen DeGeneres got a little heat, saying you need to be kind to everybody no matter what they did in the past. And she was referencing George W. Bush. She got a lot of heat from that. I was like, well, you know, it's a double-edged sword. I mean, yes, forgive people, but at the same time, you don't want to forget. But at the same time, people on the internet are petty. You can't let stuff go on the internet.
Yeah.
People be mad about stuff that happened 30 years ago on the internet. Still in real life, nobody really worried about it. So I'm not sure. That's just this real heat. Do you hold on to grudges that long, Gina?
No. I can't. It's toxic.
I mean, but okay, that's in real life. But on the internet, do you still hold on to stuff? Do you bring up old stuff on the internet?
I don't be holding no grudges.
I mean, I didn't think people held on stuff that long either. They asked Eddie Murphy to apologize about stuff that he said.
I think that's ridiculous. Did he do it?
He did. He said, I feel bad about things. He said, like, you were 19. 19.
Oh, wow.
I'm not apologizing for anything. What did I do when I was 19? I don't know.
I don't even remember. I know I was acting a fool. That's what I do know. I thought I was grown. I thought I knew it all. And I was just silly. And so was he.
Yes. I definitely meant that when I was 19 at the moment.
Oh, you meant that?
I meant that.
At the moment, yeah. That's true.
If I said something to you when I was 19, I felt that in my spirit. And I meant to tell it to you.
You felt it in your shana.
I felt that. Now, at 34, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, as of today, but then, I meant that every word. probably brought that on yourself. So you just got to receive that and move forward.
Right. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Now, you know about Cardi B got her her dog on that ship on her finger.
She got what?
Did you see that? She got this diamond ring. I think it's like, I don't even know, 50 carats or 100 carats. I don't even know. Have you seen it? It's bigger than her finger.
Yes. She got it for her birthday. Yes, that is an ignorant ring. I'm not sure why they thought all that ring was supposed to go on just one finger. That's a whole hand ring. That is a whole hand ring. That ring is huge.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. It is so huge. Anyway, thank you for giving us the trending tea, because we don't know what kind of that ring is like a whole city.
It is.
It could have paid for a whole small city of homes for people. I'm just saying. I don't know.
That's when you just got too much money and you just don't know what to do with it. And just, you know, I take it. I wouldn't mind. I ain't gonna lie. I could pay off things with it.
Oh, well, I tell you. Well, listen, tell everybody where they can follow you, and you're going to be joining me next Wednesday with more Trending Tea and more stuff. I loved your Trending Tea. You did a great job, Barry.
Why, thank you. I will be here next week, 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. Same Gina time, same Gina place. Y'all can follow me. Fake Famous Comedy. That's with me, me, Gina G, Marlon Maxwell, the Trifecta. You can catch us when we go on tour. And also my personal page, Barry S. Naylor. That's Barry, S as a Sam, and Taylor with an N. So Barry S. Naylor. So check me out and all my comedy pages. I pretty much got the pages for people who are at work that don't want to be at work. Y'all can check my page out at the time I'm going to pass through today.
Well, I go follow him. But when is the next Fake and Famous?
Next Fake Famous show is November 1st in Jacksonville, Florida at the Rhythm Factory. So tickets on sale now. So anybody that's in Jacksonville, come check us out. Tickets on sale at fakefamousduval.eventbrite.com.
I love it.
It's going to be a hilarious show.
And where is it again? In Jacksonville? And I know Duval, but what venue?
The venue's called the Rhythm Factory.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? Next Wednesday, you got to tell everybody how this vision came about. And just, I'm going to interview you so you can tell us more about Fake and Famous and how you just got everybody together and what was the vision behind it and everything, so people can get some kind of historical background. You know what I'm saying? How you got into comedy and all that. So for you to listen to Barry, you guys, and get his interview, you got to tune in. We're going to do that before he does the trending topics, because we got to know how this all started. All right? Oh, my God, right. Barry, I look forward to you coming with me next week. I miss Gina G, but I'm glad that she had you come in and join me, because this was fun.
No problem. Anytime.
Yep. And, you know, I've been to the Fake and Famous. I don't know if I've been to one of the Fake and Famous, but I've done stuff. Was that a Fake and Famous when I first met you? Or was that just a comedy? It wasn't called Fake and Famous then. It was just a comedy show, right?
No, you came to another show. You came to the show that I host in D.C. You came to the Wokity Woke show.
Yeah, the Wokity Woke.
Yeah, you came to Wokity Woke. But you did come to Fake Famous when we were in Hyattsville, Maryland. You did come
I always have fun coming to Barry's comedy shows. And whatever he's doing is always fun. Yeah, we have a ball. So anyway, I look forward to coming to the next one. I know you'll keep me posted on one that's going to be near me, and I can get to, or if I'm near it, I can get to it. So we'll figure it out, but I definitely want to come to another one. I always have a blast. Cool. I always have a blast with you, Barry.
Oh, can't wait. Because you be coming to shows all extra fine, throwing people's concentration off. So I just appreciate that as well. So yeah, next time I need to just make up, find a show just to come, just so you come be in your element and just all your fine, just.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. It's just all that singleness going on, child. Singleization going on. I just made that word up.
I rock with it.
Okay. Well, listen, we'll talk next week. And you guys, this is an amazing show. Thank you so much for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. We had an amazing time with Jessica and Chandra talking about the Breathe Conference, Ryan Lestrange talking about his brand new book with Charisma House, my publishing company brother. I love him and love all the girls and just everything. And Barry, thank you so much. And Gina G, we miss you. Anyway, you guys know what to do. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Don't forget that you can go ahead and download the BBS Radio app. You can go get it right on your iTunes store. You can go ahead and do Alexa, Gina's radio chat, and get tuned in that way. Or you can go ahead and do on Google, Google Play, and go BBS Radio, and they will connect you, station number one. All right, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Till next time, bye bye.
Dr. Gina's radio chat.